This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if your community has been besieged by those totalitarians, well, listen to this radio show and we'll show you how to get them out. And it's one person at a time. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. If you've been paying any kind of attention to the world around you, you'll understand that the United States has been deeply involved with a war here at home. And it's no small war. Yeah, it looks like the Islamists and it looks like President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton have brought out their shock troops, ISIS and Black Lives Matter, to declare war on the United States of America. It has not been a subtle war either. And, you know, we just have to come to terms with the fact that the Obama administration doesn't really particularly care for the United States of America. I mean, you just have to admit it. You have to kind of get over that hump. And I know everybody's trying to be respectful of the institutions and everything else out there, like all of your news media people who are being paid by the globalists. They're all in. They're all in for those globalists. Yeah, and it's interesting because what is happening is it's certainly having an adverse impact upon our country. Is it a big impact that we cannot overcome? Oh, we'll overcome it. It's actually a little bit amusing to some degree if it wasn't so serious about people dying all around the efforts that are being made right now by the shock troops of Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, Black Lives Matter, and ISIS at home. Now, those of you who have followed over the last 24 hours, we had another mall attack, just exactly as we have described to you would happen here on Agenda 21 Radio in July of 2014. We said you can expect these types of attacks at malls. And, well, we've had one now. We've had several. In fact, we've had several terrorist attacks in the last year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 8 years under this president. Terrorist attacks. George Bush, we had zero. This one? Well, it's kind of interesting. We've been keeping a tally of the number of, quote, mass murders. I know this sounds a little macabre to be talking about, but we have to kind of, you know, shake you up a little bit to get you to understand. We determined about a year and a half ago that, you know, gee, the president of the United States, under his presidency, has racked up a lot of mass murders. Now, what is a mass murder? A mass murder is three murders per event. In other words, you have somebody walks into a post office, goes, quote, postal, and kills three people. Three or more is the standard by Mother Jones to determine a mass murder. And that's what we use here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we went through and we painstakingly over the last 7 years accumulated, counted up all the mass murders under President Barack Hussein Obama. And we now it's interesting. We started doing this and keeping tabs, and pretty soon Mother Jones, they were keeping more accurate tabs, and there's a couple of other groups out there now doing this. Three or more mass murders under this presidency. We have now exceeded 75 in less than 8 years under this presidency. As opposed to Ronald Reagan had seven in 8 years. Do you think that the killing field of this president's is on or what? Now let's compare this to George Bush the senior. In 4 years he had 15. President Clinton in 8 years had 23. George Bush the younger had 15 in 8 years. So you see the numbers is a huge disparity. Now, you know, mass murders can occur for a number of different reasons, and we've had the mass murders in human populations, not all necessarily brought about by guns. You have bombs, you have knives, and so on. But these mass murders are a reality in modern society, and it's not by lawful gun-wielding people, and when you talk about guns either. But, you know, it's interesting, the largest effort to destroy the Second Amendment in our nation's history has been occurring over the last almost 8 years since this president became president. Don't you find that a little odd? And of course, every time there is one of these mass murders, they bring up the Second Amendment issue. They bring it up and they say, we need to take all guns from people. That's really what they want to do. They want to destroy the Second Amendment. So, you know, you kind of get suspicious about the behavior here. Now, some of these have been ISIS related. Now, the most recent one was in Burlington, Washington last night at around 7:30 Pacific time. A 20-year-old young man walks in with a long gun and murders five people at a Macy's in the mall. And then he walks off towards I-5, Interstate 5, and they finally find him. They find him this morning. And it's interesting, the media has decided to take it upon itself to stop calling some of these people that they see and they identify as Middle Eastern or Muslim or Islamic. Instead, what they did is they called this perpetrator last night early on a, quote, Mexican. A Mexican. So are we starting to see the shape shifting of blame towards Hispanics or Mexicans now? As it turns out, it was a 20-year-old individual from where? Turkey. And did they find him? They did. And it's kind of interesting. Now, this really goes against the grain of all the mass murders that we've had out there. Well, not all, but the vast majority of them. You'll notice that most of them, what do? They kill themselves in the end. Isn't that interesting? Especially the ones that are ISIS related. They kill themselves in the end. Now, this young man did not do that. But it's interesting the state of mind that they found him in. They found him in, quote, a zombie-like trance when they picked him up this morning. Now, I don't know about you, but obviously somebody got their operational directions confused for this young man. They didn't quite program him enough to make him understand he needed to kill himself so that he could fit in with the mold with all the rest of them. Now, they're not saying it's a terrorist attack, but, you know, I don't know about you, but a guy walking into a Macy's with a long gun and killing five people, that kind of terrifies me a little bit. I think I might want to call that a terrorist attack. And don't you find it interesting that last week, we had the bombings in New York. See how time flies when you're having fun? We had the crisis last week when we had the bomb that went off Saturday night. Last Saturday night, first of all, Saturday morning, you had a marathon that was being run for the Marine Corps in New Jersey, and a bomb went off, a pipe bomb, a large bomb in a trash can goes off. Later that evening, a large bomb goes off in a dumpster in New York. And immediately, what did the authorities do? They did not hesitate one bit. They came out and they called it a terrorist attack. But here, oh no, we don't know if it's a terrorist attack or not. We really can't label it. We know he's from Turkey. Well, I don't know about you, but I like to work on probability. That the more information I get about a suspect, the more information I can put together and say, high probability that he's probably a Muslim extremist. Just probable. You know, I'm not saying it for sure because, after all, we don't know. But we do know one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It was a terrorist attack last night. And don't you find it interesting that every Saturday night we seem to be having some sort of major event going on? First of all, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton. Actually, that was a Sunday. We had the weekend event with Hillary Rodham Clinton collapsing at the 9/11 ceremony. And then we had the bombing the next Saturday. And then this last Saturday we had the bombing. And, of course, the continuation of what's going on in Charlotte with the Hillary Clinton shock troops known as Black Lives Matter. Continuing. In fact, when we come back, and we're going to be listening to a little bit of a clip about, well, the One World Order people back in 1981 and what we should have been listening to and paying attention from 1981 until now, we're going to talk about Charlotte. And I'll give you my perspective on the video that came out, the shoulder cam video and some of the dash cam video from the police officers there in Charlotte. I think it's a mixed bag, but I'll tell you what I think about it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
They were doing. Who is they?
They're the ones who should be arresting, not me.
Why didn't you say that before? What we got here? Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they? He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
And that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork. Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here. Conspiracy Review. Suppress Truth Roundup?
The whole master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein...
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who?
Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you through?
Well, you know, it's amazing. That was 1981, Barney Miller, and Trilateral Commission. And it's, of course, look what's happened, 2016. Here we are today, and we're looking at all these commissions. Everything that he said has virtually come true to many degrees. And that's the sort of leadership group that's out there that they described. And it's held up ever since 1981 in this Barney Miller segment that we were able to get a hold of. It's kind of interesting. Become very, very good friends with Patrick Wood. And Patrick Wood, who has written the book called Technocracy Rising, which describes the takeover of what's going on here by the globalist, if you will, and the use of technocracy, the use of science as the standard by which we're going to be doing everything. Pseudoscience, of course, might want to throw that little prefix in there, pseudoscience, that we're going to have this new world order based upon this science. Anyway, it's interesting that Patrick Wood wrote in the 1970s as a precursor to this Barney Miller show, Trilaterals Over Washington, in which he talked about Rockefeller, which he talked about the Trilateral Commission, Henry Kissinger and so on, and this notion of the one world order, our very own Patrick Wood. And he wrote two editions of Trilaterals Over Washington. And you ought to visit his website, technocracyrising.net. Technocracyrising.news is his website. And he has been a member of the Liberty Tour a couple of times now. And he's going to actually be invited to the next one we're going to be having here shortly. We're going to be talking about it. But interesting take on what is going on with the One World Order, folks, back from 1991. I want to throw that out to you because this is a historical piece that you can sort of put in your time frame about how long they've been working at this. It's been 100 years that they've been, well over 100 years that they've been working to take over the world, if you will. And there's one thing that stands in their way, and that's the United States of America. And there's two important things that stand in the way there, the Constitution and, of course, our Bill of Rights. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that at the Liberty Tour coming up on October 28th and 29th. We're going to be giving you a little bit more information about that. All right, so what in the world is going on with the so-called debates? Tomorrow night, debate, we've got Donald Trump and we've got Hillary Rodham Clinton. Can you imagine what that's going to look like? Now, I understand, you know, she's really short compared to Donald. He's a big guy. So let's size it up. Lester Holt, NBC, he's going to be the moderator, and we're going to talk a little bit about fact-checking and all that. But let's get the perspective. It's a different type of staging that you go up on a one-on-one type of thing if you're in this type of presidential debate. Now, I can go back and tell you the history. I can remember the first presidential debate that I ever watched as a kid was the Kennedy-Nixon debate back in 1960. That's how far back I go. But I can remember it vividly. And I tell this story all the time about my stepfather was a radio guy. He listened to the radio all the time. In Southern California, it was KFI radio, all news all the time, 50,000 watts. And they were having the debate on KFI. Well, my brother, my mother, and myself, we wanted to watch it on TV because it was the first televised presidential debate. Well, my stepfather didn't want anything to do with that. So we sat and we watched the debate, and you know, the first thing that struck us, and I can remember this as a kid, you can see the pictures even today, it was black and white. Nixon had a light suit on, and he blended with the wall very well. And John Kennedy had a dark suit on, and he had a completely different persona. And it was interesting because after the debate, my stepfather, he's listening to it and all that. He comes out and goes, "Oh, that Nixon, he just gave it to Kennedy," and yada yada. And we all sat around and looked at each other and said, "Wow, that's not what we saw. We didn't see Nixon beating Kennedy at all. What we saw was Kennedy beating Nixon visually," which was, I guess, if you take a look at it today, it's a hallmark of all the debates that have been going on presidentially. But setting the stage. For tomorrow night's debate, they've got this huge hall, and you know, you got two podiums basically. Everybody has to stand for 2 hours, at least 2 hours, 90 minutes to 2 hours. The big question comes up, and our good friend Chris Street brings this attention to everybody, is that what's Hillary Rodham going to do if she has to stand for nearly 2 hours? And oh, by the way, the second debate is also a standing debate. There's no sitting down, and there's no coughing breaks allowed during this, so that's not going to work well for Hillary. But I want to sort of set the stage for you. Hillary Clinton is very short. Donald Trump is very tall. They have decided they're going to modify her podium. So she's now going to be pretty much raised up to the same level as Donald Trump. That's pretty lofty heights. I'm surprised they didn't dig a hole and put Donald Trump in it on the stage just to match it, you know, just to accommodate. But I do find it interesting that they're not going to stop anything if she goes into a coughing fit. It's kind of like live radio. You have live radio going on, you better darn sure make sure you got the lozenges going in and you're not going to be coughing because it could be a long time, a lot of dead air or a lot of hacking going on as a distraction. And that could happen to Hillary Clinton. We're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about these the debates and the hysteria that has been going on around the debates. It's just absolutely amazing. All of Bill Clinton's exes, well, guess what? They're all talking about showing up and sitting in the front row to join Mark Cuban, of course, who's supposed to be some sort of tyrannical fool over Donald Trump. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program.
and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
To Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're talking about this presidential debate that's going to be happening tomorrow night. Boy, little reflection back on the 1960s debate, but the forum is completely different from what you get in the primary debates because, you know, in primaries you've got, you know, 16 other people to debate against, and it's going to be more one-on-one and that sort of thing. So will Donald Trump pull it off? Will Donald Trump be presidential? Will he be all the things everybody says he's not going to be? Will Hillary Rodham Clinton be able to stand for that length of time? Will she not have a coughing fit or two or three? Those are all the big questions, but what's going to happen in the end here is one of them is going to be a clearly defined winner. And I have a feeling that most of us that are entrenched in one party or another are going to say, yes, this is – and this is very typical of these debates, especially if it's any kind of close debate. It's interesting for me to look at Hillary Rodham Clinton from the perspective of what has she ever done? What does she bring to the table that says she's accomplished something in her life? And quite frankly, you know, I got to tell you, I've been following the Clintons for years. It's 25, 30 years, as long as they've been around. I can't think of one thing that she has contributed to society that has been healthy. Now, if you want to comment on that, you can call in 530-742-5555. But name one thing that she has achieved over her years as being either a senator or a secretary of state. I mean, we can talk about her failures. I mean, they're legend. Look what she's done. She completely blew up the Middle East. It is still raging today in Syria.
No accomplishments there in terms of what happened when she was Secretary of State. And quite frankly, there's nobody who has any kind of real memory of any kind of bill that she put forward in the Senate when she was a U.S. Senator from upstate New York that achieved anything. So she's vacuous of anything. She's vacuous. And so, you know, when you take a look at a guy like Donald Trump, what has he accomplished? Well, he's a self-made billionaire, and he has employed hundreds of thousands of people all around the world. He gets it. He's quite the accomplished man. And quite frankly, I got to tell you, I did have a chance to overhear, if you will, his speech last night in Roanoke, Virginia. And I was listening to it. I was kind of doing something else, and then I started listening to him speak. And it's just like watching a sprinter get into stride. It was really amazing. And again, you know, you live by the voice in my business, and you can judge the pacing, the sequencing, and how he was putting his words out there to the delivery. And I said to myself, man, this is starting to sound like a real speech. So I got up and watched it, and I watched him and I listened to him, and I said to myself, that's possibly, and we'll probably, maybe Wiki Man, we can get this up in the next hour or so, some part of it, so people can kind of get the cadence that was going on with him. I thought possibly that was the best speech I've ever heard him deliver by far. It was just all resonating perfectly. So I look at Donald Trump as a project because of the educator in me, the teacher, and he used to help kids with speeches and things like this. I look at him as a project for the Republican Party to make him a great speaker, and quite frankly, I think he's well on his way. Every time you get up and speak publicly like this, and this is what you tell people, you got to improve over the last one. And if you can watch it, rewind it, watch it, get that biofeedback mechanism going on, you're going to be better. We do this in radio all the time. You know, one of the things I like to do is listen to my own radio show. Occasionally. Sometimes it's, don't listen to it, Paul. Don't listen to it. No, seriously, but in the formative days of radio, that's what I found myself doing. And I said, you know, I can get better delivery if I listen to myself and get that biofeedback and become a better speaker and better at delivery. You get the content in there. And this is what they wanted. They did not want, and thank goodness for Donald Trump being an extemporaneous speaker. Now, you can't back into being a good public speaker by being a speaker who's a reader, such as Barack Obama. Barack Obama struggles if you take away the teleprompter because he's not an extemporaneous speaker. Maybe some of you now get that. I've been saying this for so long. Plus, it's also a different form of thinking. I believe when you're an extemporaneous speaker, you can think on your feet. What a concept. You don't have to be programmed to say something. If you're being programmed to say something, you're not thinking. You're not sincere. It's not heartfelt. An extemporaneous speaker will speak from his heart. And Donald Trump, well, like it or you don't like it, you might not like the words that he uses in his delivery when he's an extemporaneous speaker, but by gosh, he knows how to be an extemporaneous speaker, and he can have impact. Just ask the other 16 candidates who ran against him. He slayed the dragons, but that's extemporaneous speech. Now you have to be more of a stand-up leader, somebody who's delivering policy speeches, somebody who's laying down the framework for his administration, and that was what is so important about the shift that they made to Bannon and Kellyanne Conway is that they, well, I'll tell you, I was watching her on TV this morning, and she's an iron-fisted woman. She's the type of woman I can remember being a superintendent, being in administrative positions, that you get somebody who comes in as a female with a bunch of males, and all of a sudden she knows how to mix it up, and she knows how to set every male straight. And she's one of those women. I could tell. I've just been around them. And she's got Donald on a short leash. I could tell you that. She's got the Donald on a short leash, and he's responding. He's responding. So that's where a lot of this is coming from. So now it's a different picture in the Clinton camp. They're going to be hard-pressed to press the buttons on Donald Trump and say, we're going to make Donald Trump, you know, get angry. And I don't think so. He has been making policy speeches. He has been resonating well with tens of thousands of people every night. Come on. Every night he's been out on the stump. he is going to be stepping up and rising up above the Hillary Clinton. I think that's what you're going to see. And it's going to be impressive. It might not happen totally tonight, but I think by the second debate, you'll see him do that. He's not going to be bothered with the small stuff, I hope. I mean, I hope he doesn't embarrass me tomorrow. I'll have to crawl underneath the microphone. But I see that this is where the Donald is going, and I think this is a good thing. This man wants to be the president of the United States because he recognizes the problems that we have in the world. He recognizes it right now. Right now on our home front, you cannot sit around and just ignore the information about the attacks on the home front at this point. We have ISIS attacks. We had these explosions that happened last week. We had the shooter this week. You know, we've got terrorist attacks killing our police officers. We've got Black Lives Matter, which I call the shock troops for Hillary Rodham Clinton, and ISIS being the shock troops for President Barack Hussein Obama. Of course, both of them created ISIS. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, there's that guy talking about, you know, conspiracy theories and so on. Gee, back in 1981, they were talking about a conspiracy theory or two now, weren't they? And guess what? Here's that conspiracy theory being lived out right before our very eyes. Now, you might not be able to understand it entirely, and that's why I say you need to start paying big attention to the world around you, ladies and gentlemen, because the world for some of you are going to shape-shift quicker than you can believe in the next 2 to 3 months. And it's going to be hell on wheels for you if you cannot adapt and you do not understand what's going on. And quite frankly, we have more and more people on Agenda 21 Radio coming to us and saying thank you for the information that we're giving out about what's going on with the globalists and how we're seeing this whole thing transpire right before our very eyes. So get on board. Get on board with the anti-globalist train, if you will. Anyway, we got a break coming up when we come back. More from Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And you can also email me at paul@a21r.com. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, more on the debate. You know, it's kind of interesting. If you ever watch Shark Tank and see Mark Cuban and the rest of the sharks, listen, I love the show. I absolutely love the show. The most immature person on the show is Mark Cuban, in my opinion. Now, you know, you got to give the guy credit. He's really a sharp businessman. And if you watch him on Shark Tank, you can see how really skilled he is and how adept he is. And that's a huge compliment to him. But, you know, he doesn't like Donald Trump. He's a never-Trumper. And by the way, Ted Cruz comes out and endorses Donald Trump. Not a big surprise, since the velvet hammer approach was being applied by Rance Priebus. Now, I got to tell you something. There I uttered the word. I'm sitting in the very same studio that back in 2012. Man, Wiki, has it been that long? Wiki, you know, like, what? 2012? You know, it's interesting, a little side note here. I used to do this as a teacher. A little side note is that I saw a clip of myself 4 years ago talking about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. And I said to myself, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Where'd he come from? Anyway, so yeah, 4 years. But in this very studio, Wiki, I was talking about Rance Priebus. Remember after the 2012 elections and how he stole the election and he was a this, that, and the other. What a chump. And boy, I have been hammering on Rance Priebus nonstop since then. Because I liked Michael Steele. This goes all the way back to the 2010 thing. I mean, gosh, we're really dating ourselves. So I have been on a rampage. And then when I figured out, oh my gosh, you know, Donald Trump's going to run and they're going to stick with Rance Priebus as the president of the Republican Party. Oh, this just cannot be. Well, I got to tell you, I'm all in for Rance Priebus. Now, this is a classic example where you have a good, strong leader who comes alongside another leader and says, look, Buster, this is the way it's going to be. Let's work together. And that's what Donald Trump has done with Rance Priebus. And as a result, in my opinion, Donald Trump has taken over the Republican Party. It's a hostile takeover of the Republican Party by Donald Trump. He wants the party his way. I mean, and so as a result, look at what's happened. You have all the globalist Republicans, the Bush people, the Romneys and so on. They're totally opposed because they're globalists. They're totally opposed to Donald Trump. But Donald Trump doesn't care. He just pushed them out. And that's his party. The Republican Party is the Trump Party. And he had to get Rance Priebus on board to do that. Now, Rance Priebus has been doing a spectacular job. I'm like, where'd this guy come from? And, you know, I got to tell you, sitting down talking to Vicky and Chris Street the other night, they about had a blew a head gasket when I was praising Rance Priebus. They're going, where are you coming from, Paul? So, you know, I can be changed as well. But, you know, let's say hallelujah for Ted Cruz stepping up and saying, honoring his position that he signed a document that he would support the candidate. And that's, I think, a little bit of soul searching went on there with him. And now, I mean, 4 years after the fact of bashing Rance Priebus is pushing the lever and saying, look, buddy, you're going to have to come along to get along and go along and all that other going along stuff with the Republican Party. Else you're not going to have a Republican Party to be setting foot in, because nobody's going to honor you if you dishonor your agreement to back and support the Republican candidate. So that's what really where it came down to, a little bit of strong arm activity going on. The bigger question is, Ted Cruz is now supporting Donald Trump. What's that do to his bosom buddy, Glenn Beck? I mean, is Glenn crying? Do you think, sobbing? I don't know. I've never met Glenn, stood next to him at CPAC, but never met him. And all I can say is, boys, people make your own choices in life. But you know, this is a party coming together, and maybe Glenn Beck will support Donald Trump. I mean, you know, he came out, never Trumpers and all this stuff. If we see Katie Pavlich of Fox News. Now, there's a real work for you. If you can see Katie Pavlich coming out and supporting Donald Trump, which, you know, I doubt she'll ever do. She's a very hateful woman, in my opinion. I saw her at CPAC and was really right there with her. And you hate to be disparaging about it, but, you know, the hate can only go so far when you're in the media business. I mean, really? Really? And, you know, there's things I would love to say on that vein towards Obama or whatever. We're not going to go there. But I'm just saying that some of these people are really over the top on this whole thing about the Never Trump business. But that's all taking a back seat to the fact that now we've got this debate going on, and the debate's going to happen tomorrow night, the first presidential debate. And but Mark Cuban was invited by the Clinton folks to sit right there in front of Donald Trump. Well, you know, other people too, like let's say Kathleen Willey. She wants to be there now. The flowers girl. I mean, what would happen if they brought up a whole train, if you will, of women that Bill Clinton has had affairs with and sat them right in front of Hillary Rodham Clinton? Do you think that might beshuffle her? I don't think it would, quite frankly. I just have a feeling I don't think it would. But it's going to be a very interesting debate, and hopefully everybody's going to tune in. We'll be covering parts of the debate as the debate goes through. And we're going to get together with a whole bunch of people actually here in town to watch the debate. So a lot of people are doing that. The Trumpsters are out there getting together in small groups and meeting at pizza places and so on. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee.
a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so all of you that are really worried about Hillary Rodham Clinton being accepting of, say, somebody like a Jennifer Flowers sitting in front of her at the debate, don't worry. There's no worries because, according to Vice President candidate Pence, no Jennifer Flowers will be at the debate. So at least that's what they're saying right now. Kathleen Willey is saying that Bill Clinton's sex assault accusers could fill the entire audience at presidential debate. I've talked to her before. She's interesting. She's going to be on Agenda 21 Radio. And Uncle Cy, you know Uncle Cy Wiki? He's going to be on the show this week. Yeah, he's going to be on the show. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. But, you know, we're just kind of closing out this hour here. Some other little things going on. Polls. Listen to this. Trump surging in Maine and Colorado. And also there's some other states. Oh, by the way, the LA Times USC poll now has Trump back up by 4. The trend is Trump's friend, my friend, and it's going to, of course, just accelerate. I'm just sort of reading from my iPad here about other things going on. And anyway, so we're going to come back in the second hour, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in Charlotte. We're also going to be talking about, the anthem debate and our boycott here at Agenda 21 Radio on October 9th of anything NFL. Just turn them off until they can get their act together in terms of a national anthem and showing proper respect to their customers like you and I. Quite frankly, they're disrespecting you and I. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And as I always say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.